City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. Here's the Stolen Wheelchairs.
Vandalism, I think the miscrime caught me for that. That is nothing. Vandalism, I broke the law. Not just 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop me from thinking I did something wrong. Ideas bound, some told to think like I'm someone, something bound to break and fall. Someone, something bound to break and fall. Cause vandalism, I think I'm a scrub, caught me for that. That is nothing. Vandalism, I broke the law. You not catch me to what I thought was right. Show me innocent, you're a bad fuck. Like times have changed, I might be better off if I had choosing to fucking guide my thoughts. Choose to guide my thoughts. Cause vandalism, I think I'm this girl caught me for that. That is nothing. Vandalism, I broke the wall. You not catch me to what I thought was right.
Stolen Wheelchairs coming out of Philadelphia right there with Vandalism coming off their first 7-inch. Right now, their only release out of Step, but got that full length coming out soon, so look out for that. But how the fuck you guys doing? I'm Andrew. You are listening to Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm up here all by my lonesome playing some punk rock, but also, I'm here to talk a fair amount of shit on the police. Now, I got to go back in time a little, right? I got to go back in time a little, like a week, right? And I'm not just talking shit on the police. This is a long story, right? Long story. Okay, so the other week, like last week, I went on fucking social media, and it was the day when everybody first, like, I listened to fucking NPR, like, every morning, all morning, right? And all they were talking about was how everybody, like, oh, defund the police. And I'm like, yeah, fucking good. They're like, give it to social workers and rehabilitation, helping addicts, this and that. That'll lower crime. I'm all about that, right? Now, if we're talking about a literal political thing, I am all about that 100%. If we're talking about the internet and podcasts and punk rock, I'm in the shower listening to this, stoned off my ass, and I'm like, yeah, defund the police. And the day before, we were playing Kill the Police, because we did our ACAB pogo, yeah, and Gigi Allen's Kill the Police, right? And I was playing that, and I went, no, don't defund the police, kill the police. So then I took to social media and post, don't defund the police, kill the police. Boy, oh boy, did that cause some drama. Now, I knew some people would be pissed off about it. But first of all, right now, I'm gonna jump back and forth to a different stories. When I was at a Black Lives Matter rally with a bunch of people a couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of good signs, a lot of good stuff, but there was one sign at the Black Lives Matter rally that said, put pumpkin spice on racism so white bitches finally give a fuck. Now, as funny as that is and catchy, I don't, at the time when I was looking at the sign, I was like, see, that's not really good. Because if you're actually trying to enlighten people, and if you're trying to get that what you're calling a basic white bitch who's probably from the suburbs and is like scared of black people, and we're trying to enlighten her, and she is misinformed. I'm not saying she's not, but if she is on that side, or if she's like a Trump supporter, if she really likes pumpkin spice lattes, you're not going to get her to see it your perspective by telling people to put pumpkin spice on racism so white bitches finally give a fuck. But how's what I said any different? What I said wasn't at a Black Lives Matter rally. See, I look at things differently. A lot of what I say on Pogo, and it seems like some of my friends don't even realize it, and I'm highly insulted by that, Jessica, but a lot of what I'm saying is a joke. Or if it's not a joke, I don't mean it absolutely serious. See, I remember Facebook and the internet when, like, you could tell people, like, suck your dick or I'm gonna kill you, and people would laugh. Now that the baby boomers have invaded it, everybody gets all offended all the time. But see, so when I'm on Facebook, I have an actual political opinion, you know what I mean? But on Facebook and the podcast, I'm gonna say dumb things like kill the police. Now, listeners, please understand, do not kill any police. You will go to jail. I truly believe if you do anything to harm a police officer, you will go to jail. So I do not encourage it. I was more making an edgy political statement saying, let's be as hard on the police department as they have been to the communities in poverty, the black communities, the Latino communities, pretty much everyone else that isn't like a suburban white tool. Because to be honest, I lived in the suburban in the suburbs when I was a teenager, and I'm a white kid, and I had cops break my hand. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, how about we start being as hard on the police as they are on some law-abiding citizens and some people who broke little laws. But then going further, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what I think. And I really did feel bad. I did feel bad a little because, like, it was cool that, like, 1,000 people had my aid. But, like, somebody who jumped in the comments was somebody that I respect and know personally. And I'm not going to lie, we play their band on here all the fucking time. They're a Jersey punk band that I'm like, yeah, Jersey, you're the best bands ever. He was like, my brother's a cop. You're a real fucking asshole. And I was like, look, dude. Like, I'm not, just because you're a friend, I'm not going to go back on my word. I don't actually want your brother to die. I know some other people might. But, like, I'm trying to make an edgy, loud statement, kind of making a joke about a scene. And I don't even want to say making a joke. But, like, just, I can't think of the word, but I was making an edgy political statement. That's what I mean. Yes, I was trying to be a dick, trying to be funny, trying to be mean, trying to be harsh. I feel the internet and podcast is a good situation for something like that. I would never do that in an actual Black Lives Matter rally because that's a more serious event. If you haven't fucking noticed, I don't take myself all that fucking serious. Moving on. So this morning, now that this, I don't remember his name, I'm sorry. Now that this other black dude got killed, the one who stole a taser, which he did punch a cop, he did steal a taser, he did run away and got shot twice in the back and murdered at Wendy's with cars all around and a stray bullet from a police officer could have easily hit any four-year-old like my child. But this dude was asleep, drunk in the car. The man should be in jail. It's not anarchy. I understand. Maybe a DUI. I know people that got DUIs for being asleep in a parked car. And yeah, he hit a cop when he startled him. But you know what? My best friend has punched a cop in the face, and he is in the military right now. And he's black. And he's in the military. And guess what? He didn't get shot twice in the fucking back. That's what's fucked up, right? So this is what I say. They want me, and by the way, Facebook and all that shit, they took my post down. Some chick that I went to high school with that used to hang out at my house complained about it, made a whole big post. This is disgusting. She said businesses shouldn't be allowed to talk this way. First of all, I got a First Amendment, bitch. Learn the Bill of Rights. Second of all, thanks for thinking Pogo City Radio is an actual business. That speaks to her education level. But going on, so now after this other dude's got caught and I got all re-riled up because I made that post like a week ago and nothing happened until this other chick that I know complained about it and then Facebook took it down or Instagram or whatever. I don't fucking remember. And I got all pissed off again. So yeah, now what I put on Facebook is a more legitimate stance. And tell me why we can't, right? Who the fuck knows what the RICO Act is, right? They usually use it against mobsters and shit. I'm not going to give you the full definition because I don't really know what it is. But it's basically how if someone is part of a criminal organization, use the mob, for example, or the Bloods, right? So say you're a mobster and we can't tie you to any actual murders or anything like that. But people who are in your same crime family have killed mad people, robbed mad people. All we have to do is prove that you are part of that family, not prove that you ever put out a hit or pulled the trigger. All we got to do is prove that you're part of that family, and we can charge all of you with the same felony. Why the fuck don't we do that to the police? How the fuck are the police not a criminal organization right now? Why the fuck can those motherfuckers commit felonies, stand the fuck around, and nothing fucking happens? But yeah, you go look at somebody they want to call a gangbanger, or you go look at a mobster, or just like, even though I just watched The Money, the movie, and believe me, I definitely was up on the RICO Act before this movie came out. But if you're not, and you saw that John Gotti movie with John Travolta, they try and hit John Gotti's son with the RICO Act using that same principle. And they keep people in jail in this country when we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. They keep us in jail while we wait to go to trial. And then they try and charge you with that motherfucking RICO Act and shit like that. Give you bullshit felony conspiracy charges and shit like that. Fuck that shit. Defund the police and charge them with the RICO Act. That's my rant. Here's Leftover Crack with Gang Control. Leftover Crack covering Morning Glory right there, Ezra's band. But yeah, that was Gang Control coming off Leftover Crack's second album, Fuck World Trade. Now, another thing I feel like I have to shed some clarity on. Now, we had that My Corona dance party last Saturday. There was a fuck ton of people here. Different people who were on the show. People after that. It was crazy. I had no idea there was going to be like 40 people in this fucking attic. It's fucking nuts, but it was a good time. Joe was here from the Unsubs. What's up, Joe? He was cool, left us a bunch of records, CDs, It's fucking shirts, stickers, awesome shit, awesome shit. But I do gotta say, I saw the records. I was like, oh, damn, dude. And he goes, oh, do you want one? He gave me a CD. I was like, hell yeah, I want one. He was like, oh, I thought you said you didn't do the whole record thing. I was like, arr! I was like, where did you get what was said? So I feel like I must clarify. He said, I thought I heard you say on Pogo that you don't really like records because they're a pain in the ass and you can't play them everywhere. I said, no. Andrew must clarify. Please, bands, send me all your vinyl. I want them all. We will play them, take pictures of them, hang them on the wall, whatever. But I said to Sean and Jess when we were talking about doing a vinyl-only episode, that's a giant bitch for me to actually get up, change records. And then I went into the details of, like, think about it. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch black up here. We're high and drunk. And you want me to find a 12-inch record, and you want me to drop this needle on the big fourth line towards the middle of the record. It's a nightmare. So I said we can have a vinyl night if it's songs that we can't get on, like, the internet, because it's far easier to play them on the internet on Pogo City Radio. But in my normal day-to-day life, yes, of course I love and listen to records. Please send them. And yeah, look out for that vinyl show. We're picking through mostly 7 inches, because that's the stuff that's real hard to find. Like, I have, like, we all have, like, the fucking Casualties Die Hard 12-inch, but I can go on Spotify, YouTube, or drop the CD in, and it's a hell of a lot easier. So we wouldn't be playing that. That was my point. But if you guys want to hear, like, the original Let's Riot by Blank 77 that Mike and Renee hate so much, but I think is, like, one of the best songs ever, we're going to play shit like that because you can't get that on YouTube or Spotify, so we really got to dig it out. Oh, LCJ's there. One for me. Yes, the unsubbed records, one of them. Many people have tried to take them from you. Pretty much anyone who has been at my house since Joe's left has been like, oh, you have two. Let me get one. But yes, Jess, see, I get the CD and the record and the stickers. So there you go. Did you hear my, you missed my rant on the police, Jess. You're going to have to go to pogocity.stream after this. My new thing, Jess, we need to charge the police with the RICO Act, right? Let's charge them with the RICO Act, fucking right? They want us to be legal and just. Put them through our fucking justice system. Don't let them go in PC neither. Don't let them go in PC. Just abolish PC. All right, here is protective custody, by the way, where they put all the snitches, bitches, child molesters, and police officers. So here's Anti-Nowhere Week with Let's Break the Law. Charging the police with the RICO Act would not be breaking the law, FYI. And that was the live version. I don't want to play it. Here's Let's Break the Law. We'll be right back. believe. You guys checked out that documentary yet? It's good, good. On Amazon Prime, go watch that shit. It's fucking awesome. They're a real dickhead to the drummer. Actually feel bad for him. But it's always the drummers, though. The drummers always suck. I know Sean's listening. I'm sorry, though. It is always the drummer's fault. No matter what happened, it's the drummer's fault. You know what's the most annoying part, right? When, like, us musicians who have, like, notes and shit, you know what I mean? Like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, sharps and flat and suspended. All that shit, when we're like, oh, is it D, C, G, or is it C, G, D? And we're trying to talk about this, and the drummer's like, in the background, like we can hear ourselves fucking think. That's what I'm saying. Look at the Germs movie. Drummer, always a pain in the ass. Always a pain in the ass. It's always the drummer's fault. I am racist against drummers. I have always said that. I am racist against drummers. The only race I am against. Here's Broken Cuffs next with These Boots. Somebody's gonna sample that and turn me into a Nazi. They're gonna like cut it and make like a deep fake. But yeah, Broken Cuffs, fuck Nazis and fuck the police and fuck drummers. Here's Broken Cuffs. Broken Cuffs right there, Pogo City Radio coming out of California. Maybe you guys caught those guys at Fuck You, We Ruled Okay last year, or Underneath the Underground. Those are some of the shows they sent us flyers for. We got hanging up on the walls and all that shit. But let's go check out that. Let's go check out the live messages. Haven't been over there really at all. Now, if you guys want to listen to the show live, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to listen to it live, make sure you follow our Facebook. Follow our Instagram and get the Podbean app on your mobile device. and follow Pogo City Radio. It's the best way, the ways you can get notifications about the live show. You can listen to it live, talk to us in the chat, and remember, if you guys missed any part of the show, you can find all of the episodes in their entirety at pogocity.stream. You can also find the most recent 100 episodes on things like iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, fucking other things. But let's go check this out. So I remember Jess saying she needs one of those records. We got Katie in here. I got three teenage girls sleeping in my house now and blaring this show. That's good. Give it up for the Teeny Boppers. Teeny Boppers. It says, Jess says, that's how you do it. But Jess all pissed off. She's got to get out of here and go to a work meeting. Definitely can't play this in your work meeting. People run into me on the streets and they're like, yo, I play your shit while I'm at work over the speakers. I'm like, do you want to get fired? Where do you work? Where do you work? I could have played my show over the speakers where I used to work, though. But still, be careful. Be careful who you play this show in front of, because I say motherfucker a lot and tell motherfuckers to suck my cock a lot. All I'm saying, you've been warned. Oh, and I tell police to, like, go to jail and, like, don't go to PC because they're bitches. But, yes. But, yes. So, go over to the live stream. There's a bunch more comments here. A bunch more. They want some shows. Well, actually, they're asking for when there is shows going to be. Now, we're not throwing this show, but we have been asked to tell you motherfuckers all about it. And it is the actual first show we have heard of, I have heard of, since everything got canceled. I'm bringing it up on my phone. Give me a second. Let me get to it. It is already on our Pogo City Facebook, but it got pushed down a little bit. Where the fuck is this goddamn show? I don't remember what it's called or anything. It shouldn't be this far down. I'm going to have to go somewhere else to find it. I'll let you guys know, because there is a show going down in South Jersey. I want to say Tom's River or something like that. Some kind of benefit. I'll get you the info if I can find it while this next track plays that I don't have anything queued up. But you know, it seems like a fun song to play right now. Here is Submachine with Beer.
How many people out there like to drink?
Well, I love drinking beer. I hope that you do too. Well, I love drinking beer. I'm drinking nothing new. Early in the morning, early afternoon, early in the evening. Hey, ho, let's go drink beer. Well, I love drinking beer. I know that you do too.
God damn it, there was Submachine, and I couldn't, in that minute and 17 seconds, find the goddamn show info anywhere. Definitely need to get more on sharing this thing, because I cannot fucking find it, and I can't remember what the fuck it's called, and I guess we'll play another song. But I did just get a message here that says I'm sexy when I rant, so thank you. Thank you very much for that. And yeah, I guess I'll have to go on some more rants. Maybe we should go on a rant about the Social Security system. Here is The Unseen up next. We'll be right back. The Unseen right there. Definitely an infamous Bedlam Punks cover we used to do. See, when I was like age 14 to 17, that's when we were just Bedlam. And we were just a complete ripoff of The Unseen, basically. That was exactly who we were trying to be. Switching instruments and drummers and singers, the whole nine yards. We covered every song they ever fucking did. Then once like from then the band had like a different era. When I was like age 17 to age 19, and all we did was rip off the Stabs. That was all we did. But love The Unseen. Love The Unseen. Darkbuster, apparently they don't like The Unseen, but we're going to play them anyway because the song's fucking funny. Here's I Hate The Unseen. Darkbuster up next.
Last week at the Randolph KFC, we played with Zippo Raid, Toxic, and The Unseen. It was a great time. I got drunk out of my mind. The only thing that I regret is that I never said I hate The Unseen, and that's something that I ain't afraid to say. Hey, hey, hey! I hate The Unseen. If they were in the room, I'd walk right up and say it.
Well, we love The Unseen.
Getting a bad car accident.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We love The Unseen. So we are not going to play Coxbar. We're going to play another Unseen song because I feel bad. But that song's so fucking funny. And we played Social Security, and they're talking shit on them for singing about Social Security. So I had to. I had to. Sometimes I need to contradict myself. Show ya I don't take myself too seriously. I want to hear something off an album. I feel everyone forgets. I say this all the time when I'm trying to type and look at my computer. I can't type and not look at the keyboard. So I have to like look down and try and fucking, oh, fuck that. We're playing something else. We're still playing The Unseen. But we're going to play one with Paul on vocals. We were doing an ADD. We were talking about ADD records a while back. I don't remember. Maybe we played songs from them. I don't fucking know. This came off one of the compilations ADD put out. Mark was putting them out from The Unseen. And this is off the Sound of Rebellion. I believe this one would be Volume 2. All the bands had three tracks. Here's The Unseen covering Stiff Little Fingers. That was The Unseen with Paul on vocals. Now, I think we should get to a little battle in Boston. Now, both those bands, The Unseen, Darkbuster, Boston bands, let's get to another one. Now, these guys were putting out all those records on Rodent Popsicle Records, including that split with The Unseen. And we're going to get to some Toxic Narcotic up next. I want to make sure I find the version I want because I want the version off the 7-inch. I don't want the full length. It's a little bit dirtier, a little bit rougher. But at the outro, the double bass just does this fucking awesome thing, and I fucking love it. And the quality won't be as high because it comes off the record. But we're going to get to some People Suck because that's a nice general. That's a good general statement. People suck. People suck. All right, we need some Toxic Narcotic up next. I want the 7-inch, damn it. All right, here's Toxic Narcotic coming off Boston's Finest. Split with The Unseen. People Suck. We'll be right back.
do you think? Fuck you, fucking fuck. Why you think you've been raised? Fuck you, fucking fuck. It's just a useless way. Fuck you, fucking fuck. Just tell me you've been raised. I said people fucking fuck. Do you think you're free? Fuck you, fucking fuck. Why you think you've been raised? Fuck you, fucking fuck. Just a fucking way. Fuck you, fucking fuck.
See, that was the double bass thing I was talking about. Toxic Narcotic right there. People suck. All right, hope you guys liking the show. If you do, give it a share. Tell your motherfucking friends. Put that shit on your Facebook. Buy our shit. I love how I say buy our shit. I haven't been on the Bandcamp in months. Be honest, I lost the password, lost access to the account. I'll get it back one way or another. I'll figure it out. We do have a bunch of new pins, though. We got some new pins with Scratch. That's his name. Scratch, the vinyl dude. But yes, actually, luckily, Katie hooked me the fuck up and sent me that link that I was fucking talking about. It's a musical protest to abuse animals. A musical protest to animal abuse. I knew that didn't sound right. I was like, "I that's got to be a typo." But no, it's not a typo. I'm just dyslexic. But yes, a musical protest to animal abuse, not a protest to abuse animals. That would be a different. That would be a different show you'd listen to. But yes, so let me find out the details. Okay, the OC Rippers playing, like them guys a lot. We'll have to get them on here. Side Pocket Louie also playing. I wonder, these are a couple of the bands that were playing one of the shows that got canceled in Philly that we made up the flyer for. But this is going down fucking June 27th. It says 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. I don't know if that's right, but maybe it's an all-day show. It doesn't seem like there's enough bands to be playing for it to be that long. But the date is definitely June 27th, and it is at William Hebrew Park in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. So South Jersey. I'm going to put the fucking link to this in the about section so you guys can find out more information. But this is the first show going on in our area that I've been notified about. So if anybody else knows any other shows going on anywhere, really, but especially in the tri-state or Pennsylvania, hit us up. And we'll tell everybody to come to your shit, or in California, we don't give a fuck. But mark June 27th on your calendars, head south, click the link in the about section of the podcast to find more information. I'll put it on our actual Facebook as well. But who did I say we were going to play? We're going to play the OC Rippers, so I got to jump over to Bandcamp real quick. Now, these guys have members of the Executors. We've played them on here a couple times. And just give me a second to pull up their track. We like them a lot. They had their first show in Philly right before Corona. I think they only played the one. But yeah, everybody seemed to like them a lot. And we're going to get to them if I can get to the fucking Bandcamp page. And yeah, Bandcamp can be a pain in the dick sometimes. All right, here they are, the OC Rippers. Coming up next on Pogo City Radio, here's Never Coming Down. We'll be right back. Awesome Live, Saturday, June 27th, William Hebrew Park, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. That's June 27th. That was the OC Rippers. Hope you guys liked it. Hope you guys liking the show. And I got to remind you, there are over 400 episodes over at pogocity.stream. Go check them shits out. We've been having a lot of fun recently. Did the A-Cab Pogo, Music to Riot to. We had the my Corona pre-party here. And Melissa, Mike been hanging out a lot, trying to get Milo and Quinn on here fucking Friday, but we'll see. We'll see if we can get Milo from the Stolen Wheelchairs and Quinn from, he fills in Diamond Dogs sometimes, but plays with Houston and the Dirty Rats. So trying to get them guys here on Friday, hang out with everybody. We'll see what happens. Now, I think one of the things I'm going to do today is possibly brush up this song on guitar. I used to know how to play it, and like real sloppy, though. I used to know how to, like not that good, you know, but I think I want to brush it up a little bit. It comes off what I believe the third album by this band that Billy Idol was in, Generation X, Headed Across the Pond. I'm stalling because I cannot find the song. Where the fuck is Kiss Me Deadly? I want to play some Kiss Me Deadly. Fucking love this song, of course. Here it is, up next on Pogo City Radio, Generation X.
Greyhounds rocking out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly, whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory, another dumb casualty. Having fun in South of Six. Hit a flick, knife flicks. Oh, kiss me deadly tonight. Another battle was won and lost down the Bishop's End last night. Spotlights pick the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in flight. See how they run with a spring from the terraces and black and white. We'll be right back.
Generation X. Generation X with Kiss Me Deadly right there. Now, I was over at the checking out the live feed, and Jess, LCJ, apparently wants to know, Andrew, how the fuck do you like Toxic Narcotic but not Os Rotten? Jess, I don't even know how to respond to that, because Toxic Narcotic sounds nothing like Os Rotten to me. I don't know what you're talking about. But yes, I don't see the comparison at all. I think Toxic Narcotic is heavy as fuck, mean and aggressive. And I'll tell you in person why I'm not all that crazy about Os Rotten, because I won't do that, because I don't like it. I'm sure they're cool people and they're a cool band. And I know if somebody was in front of a microphone and was like, hey, I really like the Stabs, but the bass lines fucking suck, That would kind of hurt my feelings. So I'm not going to do that. But I don't understand the comparison. I don't think Os Rotten sounds anything like Toxic Narcotic. I have no... Are you on some Toxic Narcotics, maybe? I don't know. But we are going to get... Now, Jess requested to be played for Kate. Here is The Bouncing Souls with Kate Is Great. And goddamn, ain't it true.
I used to have a home with a room and a bed, a porch and a driveway with a big garage, but I traded it in. I kept some faith and laid my head down every night, and it seemed so far away. It seemed so far away. Remember me now. I saw, I learned some things about myself. I guess it came the hard way. Now I know what counts. Got one prayer, it's in your confidence. Know all the places I don't wanna be. Everyone's gone, there's no one, just me. Remember me now.
The Bouncing Souls, Kate Is Great. All right, so I think what we're going to play next, because I now feel guilty. God damn it, pain in the ass. All right, well, motherfucker. Okay, so I don't know what the fuck to talk about. We're going to get out of here soon. Got to remind you guys to go over to our Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Find us on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Also, people have been sending me tracks again and everything. That's great. Gonna play them soon. Gonna start doing things slightly different. Gonna start, I don't know. It's a pain in the ass. I can't decide how I want to do things. But we're getting an external hard drive, a couple terabytes, for all the tracks, the MP3s that people play us, so we can play them instead of streaming them, even though I kind of prefer to stream them. We're going to try it both ways. I'm gonna see which way I like better. We're thinking about just making like a catalog, almost like our own private Spotify of all the tracks that bands send us. But I gotta see if I can integrate it good enough, and I don't know a goddamn thing, so we'll fucking see. But yeah, we are gonna get to our next track here, and we are going to have to play some Os Rotten, because I don't hate them. They're just not one of my favorite bands. And I got to see how the fuck Jess thinks they fucking sound like Toxic Narcotic. I don't understand that at all. But I cannot find the fucking song I want. God damn, this show is doing good, and I am just destroying the ending. Just destroying the ending. But yeah, we're going to play some Os Rotten. And I just can't find the track I want, so I'm not playing any of them. You know what? Here we go. Let's play Os Rotten with Xenophobia up next on Pogo.
Strict immigration will solve these countries' problems. The refugees are only our leaders' scapegoats.
Big boss in the flames, not flaming sword. Sorry, never giving any boxes for it. This place landed, immigrants in seven. Just our boss is an actual reset. White box, same opportunities they've been given. Theft, refugees, back to the bin. Black guns, large blocks for the gun situation. Sent to find some facts, fixing immigration.
Freaking the grids, we're crossing the line.
Laws and borders like a clause of mine.
Garbage in the ship, we're all the same.
Humans legal, government's blind. Blood for environment. That's what's great, benefits of all the national. Biz up the French with this worked up way. Day before labor in an economic day. Rest in service, give a job to the country. Fair for acceptance, minimum wage for bigotry. Substance for one law makes a deal. And it's wide down the state of best mass immigration deal.
Drinking the grits, we're crossing a line.
Laws and borders like it's laws and mine.
Regardless of the ship, we're all the same.
The human's legal, the government's claim.
Xenophobia is another tactic which our leaders have managed to redirect on ourselves and big business. Media lap up reports of increasing poverty, unemployment, welfare, government aid, closely caused by refugees. We're largely ignoring the countless reports of race, beating the center of Africa, the INS US Border Patrol. Not to mention American serving as a cross to make support rape women. When the old police officers gang rape and hate citizens with hundreds. These cross terms are xenophobia to kill the victims. Refugees are problems, not people.
Xenophobia kills! Big place seeks ignorance and hate. Join people in all the facts of the second day. The first time to live, the humans to be bad. Only best of wealth is the honor of human land. Only by the people, by the force, by the country. Only another off block, they can't be won. God's best walls, rebels must exist. God's way to be lost, to do what they've been. People are not expendable, government is. People are not expendable, government is. People are not expendable. Government is.
People are not expendable. Government is.
But what about the police? I guess they're government, right? I was trying to say they're expendable, but yes. Okay, that was Os Rotten. Leave it to me to play one of the heaviest fucking songs they do to prove Jess's point, you goddamn bitch. But yes, they're still not that much like Toxic Narcotic. They're different. They're different. Different. They have two vocalists, Os Rotten. Toxic Narcotic only has one. Nah, but I don't know. That was pretty good. I know that song. That wasn't the song I was looking for. I can't think of the name of the song I was looking for. I know you motherfuckers are like, Andrew, what song was it? I can't think of the name of it. I was hoping to come across it and then recognize it, but I don't even recognize, I can't even find the album cover, so I don't fucking know. But the song I was gonna play would have more so proved my point in them not sounding like it. But yes, Xenophobia, yeah, okay, Os Rotten, they sound a little like it, but not exactly. Just a little bit, Jess. Just a little bit. We're going to get the fuck out of here. I got to eat some fucking breakfast. You know what the fuck I'm saying? Yes. Okay. Pogo also going to be happening Friday. We're going to have some friends here. We'll have Devil John. That bitch LCJ better be here. Fucking Sean better be here. I believe Mike and Melissa will be here. Possibly Quinn and Milo. Who knows? Do you want to come? Hit me up. Muggsy, are you there? Come. Come, Muggsy. He said I'm supposed to invite him. I feel like I have invited him. I have now publicly invited him. Muggsy, come on Friday. Okay. We're going to play one more. Hope you guys like the show. If you missed any part of it, download the entire episode or stream it free. PogoCity.stream. It can also be found on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Apple Music, iTunes. Is iTunes even a fucking thing anymore? I don't know. I know Apple Music is a thing, and I don't use Apple products because I don't like them. But I don't know. Wherever the fuck podcasts are found, type in Pogo City Radio. Give us a follow. Give us a sweet-ass comment, a like, and a share. Tell your mother. Fucking friends. All right, go back and listen to every single episode. Hear me contradict myself. Hear me drastically change my opinion on things throughout time. And hear me give you flat-out incorrect information. There you go. See, you gotta say that. Because people are going to go back and listen to shit where I am completely annihilated drunk and I'm saying some dumb shit. But yeah. Oh, well. Go listen to it anyway, asshole. I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Right? It makes me think of this funny story, right? So I used to be, it's the end of the show, so I feel like I can talk about this. But I used to be lucky enough to have myself featured on with a bunch of ladies, one of those like live sex rooms, like you know, like on the internet webcam shows. You know what I'm saying? And so we'd be doing that thing, you know what I mean? We had this whole little business set up. We get paid for it and stuff. And it was fucking legal. Isn't that great that this shit is fucking legal? I mean, we had to pay taxes after the fact, but it was legal and we got paid with checks. But yes. And so at one time, though, so we had separate email addresses, and one of the girls is checking this fucking email address, and it says, I have been recording your live shows, and I'm going to publish them this place, and this place, unless you give me X amount of dollars. And the chicks, the one girl's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? I don't know, I can't have that happen. I got on the computer, and I said, motherfucker, publish that shit. If I gave a fuck about motherfuckers seeing us fuck on the internet, I wouldn't put videos of us fucking on the internet. And, never heard from him again. Never. That's how you deal with motherfuckers. I forget what my original point was, but, about how I, contradict myself. So if you tried to come at me and say, Andrew, but you said X, Y, and Z, ... I would tell you to go fuck yourself. We are going to get out of here because I don't want to hear it. Because I know you are full of shit. God damn, I wish I could type faster. We're getting out of here with some minor threat. Catch you guys next time.
Over.